What it is, K-State Nation, Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State postcast edition coming at you. It is the weekend once again, September 8th on this Friday evening, Friday the 8th of September 23. That did not come out right there. Man, it's been a crazy last couple hours trying to get things all straightened out for the weekend here. So that's why you hear that little slumber. That's why I've been really kind of trying to get things organized for the last couple of hours here as well. But speaking of being organized, let's get into this postcast here real quick before I lose my mind. This K-State offense, they need to get organized. I apologize if you hear the washer and dryer in the background. I apologize for that. Got some clothes going in the washer right now. So you hear that, I apologize in advance for that. But K-State's offense continues to go scoreless in this losing streak as they come up, obviously, shy against the 16th-ranked Memphis Tigers last night. Remember, they played 18th-ranked Northwestern earlier, and they settled for a 0-0 tie, right? So, and they still, after the Memphis game last night, have not scored a goal against a ranked opponent there as well. Morgan Strutman forced a miscue there early, but they couldn't capitalize on that there as well in the game there. Memphis, there was no score after the first half, right? So going to the second half, midway through the second half, was the long goal of the game. Came in the 66th minute as Momo Nakato knocked one from close range to put Memphis up. And it'll put Memphis up for good as K-State's offense, once again, cannot come up with a score for which I believe is now the fourth straight game. And this has become a regularly, you know, in this podcast, it's become a regularly right now. 4K State soccer. Where's the offense? Where's the offense at, right? So I know you guys keep hearing me talking about that. Well, I'm not playing the game right now. It's in the hands of Mike DeBeanie's club. And right now, 1-0, you still lost. And you still wasn't able to put the ball in the net, as I now have to go here to my laptop to make sure, look at the schedule, right? So the last time they scored a goal was to win back in August 24th against UTSA when he won 2-0, won Vanderbilt. No, Creighton, tie. Vanderbilt lost there. That's two games let it go, right? Nebraska got shut out 4-0 at home last weekend, right? And now four straight games. That's a total of 8 halves, folks, since K-State has last scored a goal. And I don't exactly No, I'm talking my head right now because, yes, my mind is scrambled all over the place right now. the exact minute that K-State's offense did score a goal, that is 4 straight games now that K-State's offense have not scored. And with that, you have lost 3 of 4 with the tie with that as well. So K-State now, let's see if I can go back a little bit. K-State's now 2-3-2 on the season here. Now I'll go back to the main screen here. Folks on my laptop, there we go. Yeah, Memphis is 16th ranked team in the country there. Let's see, K-State 1-2-1. Oh, this was at home, actually. So, yeah. I don't know why I thought about it was on the road. I thought it was on the road for whatever reason. But yeah, it was at home back at Boozer Family Park. They could not come up with the upset. And now that overall record continues to go the wrong way. I won't mention that. 1-2-1 at home this year. And a big goose egg when it comes to ranked teams. Of course, I just mentioned a couple minutes ago, Northwestern, right? That historic tie, right? They're now 0-18-3. And of course, this is their first loss against the American Athletic Conference. They're 3-1 on that as well. Let's see. Murphy Sheaf, the goalkeeper, sophomore for K-State, right? Equaled our season high with 7 saves on the year. And we continue to pad up the stats with Maddie Wichel, right? Because there's nothing else happening right now with K-State women's soccer because they're not scoring a goal. They're not scoring a goal. Maddie Wichel continues to be impressive. Well, not impressive, but the stat sheet of career matches continues for her. She played in her 58th career match on Thursday night. She remains in sole possession of ninth place in K-State school history for career matches played there as well. Let's hear from Mike DeBeatty there as he talked about the match last night there as he, his team, fell 1-0 to the 16th-ranked Memphis Tigers. Eddie Greer here for the Pro Project Podcast, postcast, all things K-State. Quote, I thought we made a great adjustment to get us back in the game. First half, we looked a little back-footed and just couldn't get settled into the game. A lot of it was them coming at us, but I thought the second half adjustment was a lot, was had us allowed to get us back in the game and create some good chances for us. We had a lot more energy in the second half. We competed well today. Unfortunately, the ball didn't go our way, and it was a tough call there on the goal as their part at the end. But, I mean, we competed with one of the top teams in the country today as well. I'm going to continue on here through. They're getting ready for Big 12 play here very soon for K-State Women's Soccer. Again, this is from Mike DeBeatty from his press conference here last night here at Buser Family Park, not Bill Snyder Family Stadium, which I'll be at tomorrow morning for the Troy game, game two for K-State football tomorrow at 11 a.m. For those of you coming out here, there's probably a lot of people already surrounding that place already, but there's going to be a lot of folks out there early call tomorrow morning. Back to Mike DeBeatty here before I get this postcast off the rails. Quote, these games are, quote, these are the games that are going to prepare us more than anything else for the Big 12. So we played several, I think, six teams that are on our schedule this year alone or in the top 25. Those are the teams that are going to allow us to fine-tune and expose us to the point where we need to figure out what we need to work on going into the Big 12. So, like, tonight, you know the goal they scored. It was a tough one because I can't tell how we were on our line moving up when the ball goes forward and you got to step in the lines. So we learned from those moments. I think overall it was a good performance on our part. We just didn't get the result right there, end quote there as well. So we got something from Murphy Sheaf, once again, goalkeeper for K-State here. I'll wrap with this here. I have my final thoughts here on the game. From Murphy, quote, I mean, obviously it was it's always tough losing a game at home in front of the people you're here to impress, the people you're here to play for. So that's always tough. But, you know, the good thing about having two games a week is a time to bounce back. There's time to switch on for the next one and just move forward towards that, end quote, as well. So K-State has lost three in a row, and that doesn't include the tie against Creighton last month there as well. And from where it looks like, folks, the slow starts, they cannot continue to happen. That's the second time in two games that, you know, his club has gotten off slow, but they're tied with the 16th-ranked team in the nation going into halftime. So you have a team on the ropes at home, you got to capitalize. And K-State soccer right now has not done that. So whatever, like I said before in the other postcasts with Clutch Time Women's Soccer, you got to find offense. You got to find offense somewhere, somehow. If you're gonna have success, boy, they got a gauntlet coming up in the Big 12. Six ranked teams in the top 25. That is not good for his K-State team. But it's well established on this podcast. They got the defense to compete with anybody in the country. It's just the fact that you have to muster up some type of offense. And give Murphy some real comfort room a little bit. You know what I mean? She's a good goalkeeper. So, but next time K-State's back on the field, the four match homestand continues on Sunday night as they'll host Oral Roberts at 6 right here in Manhattan, Kansas. So, and they got to figure out how to get off the snide. Four consecutive shutouts now without scoring a single goal. Gotta figure out some way, or it's gonna be this season's gonna get even longer for this team. And I don't like it. I don't like coming on here in this podcast and continue to express offense. But here we are once again, like last year, talking about where is the offense going to come from this K-State Women's team. K-State Nation, we got to find out and see. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever you get your podcast. But we're on Spotify, iTunes, Audible, and a few more other places out there, including just recently found ourselves on Podbean. So we're on that as well. But K-State Women's Soccer now falls to 2-3-2 after their, once again, another crushing defeat at home at Boosier Family Park right here in Manning, Kansas, against the 16th-ranked Memphis Tigers. Next up for K-State Women's Soccer, Sunday night, back here at home against Oral Roberts. We'll see what K-State's offense is going to do. What you going to do? We'll find out on Sunday night. Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, Alex A. McCost. Thank you once again. If it's your first time listening to the podcast, appreciate you, as always, for listening to the, whether it's a postcast, news, or recap edition, whatever it is. Appreciate it. Make sure you go tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. We will talk to you at some point this weekend. K-State, Troy, tomorrow. Volleyball is going to be in action here. Actually, K-State volleyball is in action as I'm talking right now. Got all that coming up this weekend. Pearl Project Podcast. Go Cats.